Coming up next, top of the hour, close your eyes on killradio.org. Close your eyes. KillRadio.org. That was an artist by the name of Felix LeBand with a song called Minka and the Notes After. We started last week with sharing from Spiritual Economics. It's a very well-known book in the kind of New Thought spiritual movement about, as its subtitle says, the true principles and process of prosperity. And I was thinking about it today, just thinking about where does this all begin? How do we kind of start reworking this so we allow more of this to come through us, our abundance, our true prosperity? And it's what it says in the introduction of this book, it's that we must first take responsibility for our thoughts. We must be willing to look at them with a healthy sense of separation, almost as an observer. And if you look at it that way, you can begin to understand how the mind works. The mind is almost like an ever-flowing river. An ever-flowing river of thoughts and feelings and ideas. And so much of what flows happens very quickly. And we contribute about 10% to that flow actively. The rest of it, the mind is doing on its own like a machine, ever flowing. So we begin to take responsibility for our thoughts, and we begin to observe them, then we can see when we are investing in thoughts of abundance, prosperity, and positive acceptance. And we can see when we are investing in thoughts of poverty, limitation, and negative acceptance. It's what I've heard described as making a deposit into your spiritual bank account. So where we choose to invest is where we shall receive our riches. So many times these thoughts and beliefs, as we observe them, as we think them, as we feel them, so quickly that we don't even perhaps notice them consciously, they will appear logical, and they will be founded in past experiences. But whether they are beliefs in limitation or beliefs in abundance doesn't matter. So even if the idea appears to be one of poverty, limitation, lack, and yet it still seems logical, it makes sense, and it is backed up by past experiences, we must be willing to see that it is still an idea of limitation playing itself out. The prosperous in mind and heart invest in prosperity. And I mean prosperity in all ways: health, wealth, creative expression, and love. And likewise, the impoverished in mind and heart invest in poverty in all ways: health, wealth, creative expression, and love. So it is this opportunity, when we begin to observe our thoughts and see where we are placing our bets, where we are investing our mind and heart and belief, then we can decide where it is we want to go. Do we want to continue to have what is brought with these thoughts of limitation? Or do we wish to have something more take hold, take place, when we begin to more greatly focus on abundance, overflowing energy, and prosperity? So this and more is in store today as we journey together. And I say that because sometimes when you want to learn something, you teach it. So I'm here to facilitate this conversation. You're listening to Close Your Eyes on KillRadio.org.
time. They've got the phone, it's your dime. I'm a soldier, I'm a soldier, soldier. No more regrets, no more guilt. All bayonets pushed to the hilt. We're all soldiers, soldiers, soldiers. 5:58, early morn. My heroes are dead, but I'm reborn. And I'm over, over, overjoyed.
Close your eyes, killradio.org. That was One Trick Pony with the song Box Song. Before that, we heard Death to Anders with Something Wrong with Me. Two artists that are a part of a benefit for killradio.org that's happening this upcoming Thursday, January 18th at the Echo. The Echo is located at 1822 West Sunset Boulevard. So those of you listening in Los Angeles, it's a great fundraiser, five bands, and the cover is only $5. So five bands, $5. The Transmissions, Death to Anders, One Trick Pony, Anchors for Architects, Die Rockers Die, and all for that wonderful price of $5 at the Echo, which is a great space in Echo Park, in the Echo Park neighborhood of Los Angeles. If you find you have any questions during today's show, or if you want to just say hello, you can always instant message me here at the station. We use the handle through AOL Instant Messenger. We use the handle Kill Radio Station, all one word. Kill Radio Station. So I've been sharing, starting last week, sharing from the book Spiritual Economics. Because that's what I want to work on, is my own consciousness of abundance. It's time to leave behind the limited, the beliefs in poverty or lack, and to open up to this abundant universe that is all around us. And so I'm going to review a teeny bit and then go forward. As I was talking in the introduction, we get to begin with the opportunity to recognize that our thoughts are powerful. They direct in motion how the world shall come to pass for each of us. They color our perception. So that whole thing about seeing the world as a glass half empty or as a glass half full will look the way it does to each of us based upon our perception. So when we recognize that we are established in the limitless abundance of the universe, that we too are a part of this and are to have it in all ways, in our physical expression, in our physical body, in our health, in our finances, our prosperity on the material level, in our creative expression and opportunity, that it overflows, and in our expression and receptivity to love. When we open up and allow the universe to more greatly pour itself through us so that we express it as us, then it all comes to pass. So I shared an affirmation from Spiritual Economics by Eric Butterworth. And it's a good one to remember. I establish myself in the limitless substance of God, and I have abundance. And oftentimes when you hear the word God, you may not realize that there are other words for God that are oftentimes used, that I use, that people use. The universe is a great one. I like the word life, or to get more specific, this divine expression of life. For me, the word God, based on my own kind of human mind, has a limited understanding to it. But when I come to know it as life, and I see how life just naturally is always seeking balance, is overflowing and giving, then it's much more easy for me to align myself with that than some sort of personalized expression of the divine that we call God. And when we affirm these things, and again, I establish myself in the limitless substance of God and I have abundance. When we affirm these things, Dr. Butterworth clarifies that these words do not become true because we affirm them. These words become true because they are the truth. We are simply synchronizing our consciousness with the reality of truth. We are opening ourselves up to more greatly let in a fuller understanding. We are creating a channel through which the mystical flow may do its powerful work through us and as us. So when we do open ourselves up, then we come to see that there is more than enough for each of us. So that our expression of abundance is our own. And we are simply just opening ourselves up to it. So there is no competition. Each of us is our own pipeline. And we are centered. We are connected to the ever overflowing abundance of universal good. So as long as we are centered, as long as we are aligned, then there is more than enough. Competition or belief in competition is a consciousness of poverty. So when we open ourselves up, we are simply opening ourselves up to this abundant world. That when you get rid of the human equation or the human part of that equation, you can see that the world has more than enough. More than enough air. More than enough sky, more than enough sunlight, more than enough sand, water, all of it. So we too are of this same mind. And by that I mean mind with a capital M, divine mind, the divine intelligence. We are of the same stuff. So each of us is an expression of this infinite creative flow and entitled to as constant a support as nature is constantly supported. So each day, we can look around and see the abundant world and know that we are one with this, that we are already that. And regardless of our reality, regardless of our experience, of our past, we can come to know that each of us is an individualized expression of this creative process, of it being done unto us as we believe, individually and collectively. So as, I'll use myself as an example, as I believe, as I express my beliefs through my thoughts, my feelings, my actions, as I believe, so becomes my reality. I can't remember who said this, but the feeling, the beliefs I express today create the life I shall live tomorrow. So sharing from Spiritual Economics, the great need for each of us is to know for ourselves that each of us is an individualized expression of this creative process, no matter how circumstances have obscured the reality. And so we can claim our own entitlement from within. Each of us is entitled not just to finances or financial stability or money or all that kind of stuff, but more than that, to a life, to an expression of life, to a creative expression that naturally returns to us with abundance in all ways. So when people in poverty begin to know, really know, that they are a center within an affluent universe, then in ways of personal motivation, ingenuity, guidance, and the unfoldment of opportunities, the whole universe will soon be rushing, streaming, pouring into them from all sides. Dr. Butterworth goes on to say, "The glorious truth is that you are a very special person, and you always have something special working within you, flowing through you. The whole universe is on your side. Life is forever biased on the side of healing, on the side of overcoming, on the side of success, and I would say on the side of life." So identify yourself with the idea that you are entitled to this boundless support that the universe wishes to give.
Oh,
KillRadio.org. Close your eyes. That was Junkie XL with a song called Such a Tease. Before that, we started the set off with The Books with There Is No There. And again, what we are always doing, if we start seeing that we are a part of this universe, that it, as we can see now, appears quite unlimited, infinite even. And so we are a part of this. So regardless if we are what would be described as wealthy or impoverished, we always get to identify ourselves with a greater idea of our entitlement to this boundless support of the universe. So again, we are entitled, not more than anyone else. We shouldn't feel guilty because we have realized this entitlement, because others around us appear to have not. We are all always expanding, growing, evolving. And through this identification of the self, of this entitlement to the boundless support of the universe, we are expanding our vision of entitlement to the divine substance of life that is all around us. And earlier in the book, I shared this last week, he describes this divine substance or God substance as being all around us. Just like a fish is surrounded by water, we are surrounded by the substance of God, by this divine abundant substance of life. So again, there is only one way by which we can achieve greater prosperity, and that is to take charge of our own mind. There is no magic formula or certain mantra or meditation that you can do. In order for each of us to change our life, we must begin by altering our thoughts, by placing our understanding so that it is invested in abundance rather than invested in limitation. Also, we must be willing to ask. Dr. Butterworth says there must be a need before we attract an answer. Jesus indicated that there must be an asking before there can be a receiving. So it's not to come from a place of pleading now. It is to come from a place of knowing, asking from the place of knowing. Just as we turn on the water faucet, we just know the water flows. So in so doing, by arriving in a fuller level of entitlement, the mind opens up to a fuller understanding. Dr. Butterworth goes on to say, the presence of God is that of God which is present, wholly present, ceaselessly present. It never changes. It doesn't come and go. It just simply is. So our opportunity is to simply practice this presence by reminding ourselves that the activity of the divine is ever working in us, just as a mathematician would work out mathematical principles. We get to remind ourselves of the divine activity working within us. Sharing from the going on and continuing on with the second chapter of spiritual economics, your fortune begins with you. Dr. Butterworth says, on a more personal level, your own prosperity or lack of it will reflect your level of thinking. There is just no way around it. Your fortune, good or bad, begins with each of you. Financial crises, even recessions or depressions, so far as they affect your pocketbook or bank account or job stability, begin with your reactions of faith or fear. We talked about this last week, about where we are investing. We're always investing our faith, but are we investing in that which we wish to see come to pass, that which we desire, that which we intend, that's what which we ask? Or are we investing our faith in fear, in things called worry? So we are always either on the side of the problem or the side of the solution. We are always, in a sense, entertaining, like children, entertaining the problem or the solution. Dr. Butterworth goes on to say, your negative thoughts of fear and worry are depleting your good faster than inflation erodes the value of the dollar. And your positive, optimistic thoughts add to your good more dramatically than compound interest increases your bank savings. So the consciousness of abundance includes where we go in the face of a challenge. In the face of a challenge, where is it do we go? Do we immediately start practicing faith in a solution or faith in fear? A faith in what we want or in faith in what we don't want? And there's nothing wrong with any of this. It just is the way the mind works and the results that come accordingly. And we live in a world, in a society, that considers worry normal and natural and somehow effective, when we might as well just take a little needle and stick our finger with it constantly, for it is that kind of torturing we are doing to the self on the mental and spiritual level. So worrying serves nothing unless you wish to experience worrying. But when we focus our faith on that which we want, turning completely away from the challenge, so that all we see is that which is next, that which we'd like to have unfold and come into being, then we are practicing faith in a place of fortune, in a place of oneness, unity, life. Worry is fear. Nothing good comes out of fear. And I'm not talking about the normal kind of fears, the instant fears where we fearful of, say, a dangerous situation. I'm talking about the worry and fear that we experience all the time when we're sitting at our desk or we're sitting wherever, on the bus, in the car. It's that future fantasy fear stuff. So we must get to know that first and foremost, each of us is a spiritual being with the allness of infinite mind within us. Whatever our needs may be, the answer is not to get God to give you more through some divine sleight of hand process, but rather to uncover and release your own imprisoned splendor. To once again remove that idea of imperfection that has taken hold in our mind. That isn't... God, we're done already. I've been talking that much. Let's go to music.
Faces in condensation on gold.
Close Your Eyes, KillRadio.org. With Sinead O'Connor on vocals, that was Massive Attack with What Your Soul Sings. Before that, we heard a very short song by Bent called Wendy Darling from their new album Intercept. And then again before that, it was Imogen Heap with a song called Headlock. And it surprised me because I was just caught up in what I was saying and what I was sharing and not looking at the time. And you may have figured out now that this whole show is kind of set on autopilot. Once I start from the very beginning, it just goes, and I just talk at the right times. That's my job. So I keep it all in order that way, and wasn't minding the time. So welcome back. So before I was rudely interrupted by my own music that I wanted to share with you, we were looking at the fact that we are a spiritual being with the allness of infinite life within each of us. And so we get to center our awareness on this deeper sense, and demonstrations of this deeper sense will reveal around us. Now, what I like about Eric Butterworth is he's really clear about not getting caught up in the stupid is a relative term, but silly kind of goofiness that sometimes happens in this study of metaphysics. You know, you mentioned earlier about not affirming something, and through the affirmation, it becomes true. No, the difference is we are simply affirming that which already is. We are affirming the truth that already exists. So this isn't positive thinking, in that somehow just by thinking positive, it'll happen. The real difference and the real breakthrough when we all come to understand this is we affirm a greater truth, and so it takes hold in our life because, in fact, we are just simply awakening to it. We're awakening to that which already is. But he goes on to say, when I had shared, center your awareness on a deeper sense of life and the demonstration will begin to make you. He said, well-intentioned enthusiasts often echo the misleading cliche, expect a miracle. It is supposed to encourage one to expect more from life, which is good. However, it is walking right into a trap. So I say, against the grain of the majority of most contemporary teachings and teachers of truth, don't expect a miracle. If you center your consciousness in the expectation of miracles, you're playing with universal law, hoping for some magic abrogation of its inexorable activity. You're putting the whole weight of your consciousness on the side of belief in a universe of caprice. Okay, I'm going to simplify that. What he's basically saying is, when we make it about miracles, then we're making it about outside of ourselves. About, again, we're taking away the ever-flowing aspect of life. A miracle is simply a point of view from a limited mind, and I don't mean that disparagingly. Many things appear as miracles to us because they are new to us. They are perhaps just beyond what our consciousness kind of has understood or accepted. But they're not ultimately a miracle, and that nothing is a miracle when it comes to God. Everything is normal and natural. He goes on to say, Dr. Butterworth, there are no miracles in an orderly universe. All things are possible under divine law. Same thing, he says, with chance or luck. Dr. Butterworth goes on to say, God doesn't deal in luck. The belief in luck crowds out real faith and lulls all true initiative to sleep. So let us just release the need to believe in luck or unluck, or that somehow there's some sort of personality involved or personalization involved in fortune or the unfortunate. It still all begins with each of us. So consciousness wins. Your prosperity and success and your good fortune certainly may be influenced by changing conditions, Dr. Butterworth continues. But even then, depending upon how you deal with them. So our good is always rooted in the consciousness of God, the consciousness of the divine, which is our consciousness. He quotes Walt Whitman as saying, I ask not good fortune. I ask not good fortune. I myself am good fortune. That is a great thing to recognize. I myself am good fortune. God is on our side. God has a stake in each of us. God is not someone to reach out for, but a presence within to accept. And it is through this that our mind develops, our heart opens up, and we open ourselves up and we embody this fullness, this abundant universe that is ready and willing and waiting for our acceptance. And we become to this place when we get in charge of our own mind, when we recognize our oneness with the creative flow, and when we work with it instead of against it, listening to our thoughts, listening to our feelings, listening to our experience. Through this, we open ourselves up to what is next. What is more? So again, to recap real quick, we take charge of our mind. We observe that which we are thinking. And when we see ourselves expressing thoughts that are actually limiting, they're actually embedded in a belief in lack, then we gently, easily, and effortlessly stop ourselves. And we allow ourselves to invite this abundant universe in. Sharing from Henry Thoreau's Walden, Butterworth shares, if one advances confidently in the direction of his dreams and endeavors to live the life which he has imagined, he will meet with a success unexpected in common hours. He will put some things behind, will pass an invisible boundary. New, universal, and more liberal laws will begin to establish themselves around and within him, or old laws will be expanded and interpreted in his favor in a more liberal sense, and he will live with license to a higher order of beings. So we're simply always opening ourselves up to a universe that is unlimited, that is never held back. Just as much, only so much can go through a hose, so much water can go through a hose, we are expanding that hose. So that more comes in and more goes out. And I guess that brings us to an important point. We're always talking about circulation. It is not a one-sided game here. It is more than just merely receiving. It is about circulating. It's about giving. So often that is where we get to begin. If we are desiring more abundance in our life, then we should see, we get to see where we can express more abundance in all ways. Through our love, through our finances, through every means. Expand the activity of giving.
In the beginning, time.
Close Your Eyes, killradio.org. That was an artist by the name of Phil Ranelin with a song called Vibes from the Tribe. Before that, we heard DJ Shadow with the song This Time I'm Gonna Try It My Way. And then we started off this set with an artist by the name of Lawrence and a song called Ode to Moldy Cottage Cheese. You probably heard that in the song. So these 2 hours have kind of whizzed by. And again, I've been sharing from the book Spiritual Economics by Eric Butterworth. I highly encourage anyone who's wanting to really kind of expand their consciousness of abundance, their expression of abundance, to take a look at this book. It's also available as a audiobook through iTunes. It's available through that means. And I guess the thing we have to really recognize is to get past this really limited human belief of our being here unsupported. We are here totally supported by the universe when we open ourselves up to the support of the universe. So that means we begin by taking hold, by taking control of that which we choose to have in our lives. And we take control when we invest our mind. We invest our mental expression on the abundant side of life. It's almost like where we're always deciding to look. We either are looking at abundance or we're looking at lack. We are looking at, for lack of a better term, faith, or we're looking at fear. So the opportunity for each of us is to begin by seeing where we comfortably go. And sometimes where we comfortably go is into an area where we're placing our gaze on lack and limitation. There's other times when we are immovable in our gaze towards abundance and prosperity. So just be willing to monitor that. And if in the moment you see that you are heading towards or in the midst of a consciousness of lack, see if you can turn it around. See if you can turn away from the expression of lack and let in the expression of abundance. See, we have been given freedom. We live in an abundant world, an overflowing universe. But in our misunderstanding, let me back up. In our freedom, we have chosen to believe in limitation. And when you live in freedom, you have that. You have total choice to even choose limitation, to choose the exact opposite of what freedom is. So let us be willing. To direct our freedom towards greater wealth, abundance, understanding, prosperity, and really to greater unity with life. To as it flows, as it goes, as it expresses through each of us. And there's an interesting I guess you can call it an affirmation that many of us learn in class when we are studying metaphysics. and specifically metaphysics, if you're in the if you're studying the science of mind. Science of Mind is a spiritual textbook of metaphysics that came out in the late 1920s, mid to late 1920s, and it really is a comprehensive discussion of our relationship to life on the metaphysical level. And I remember in class we would practice this, and I'll share it with you. And it's called Good and More Good is Mine. And we use the word good to describe all things good. All good, whether it be love or health, prosperity, creative expression. And it goes like this. Good and more good is mine. An ever-increasing good is mine. There is no limit to the good which is mine. Everywhere I go, I see good, I feel it, I experience it. It crowds itself against me, flows through me, expresses itself within me, and multiplies itself all around me now. You can see the way that is worded, that it is expressed, it covers all areas of expansion. It is a means of simply expanding the mind and the heart, truly expanding consciousness to receive more and express more. I love doing it and changing the word good for something else, like abundance or love. So love and a fuller expression of love is mine. An ever-increasing expression of love is mine. There is no limit to the love which is mine. Everywhere I go, I see love, I feel it, I experience it. It crowds itself against me, flows through me, expresses itself within me, and multiplies itself all around me now. So it's a great means to habitually practice affirming the truth. Because oftentimes we habitually practice affirming fear or lack. For those of us who are habitual worriers, we are exercising our fear. And so something like this, good and more good is mine, is a means of giving us something to practice going, kind of creating a positive habit rather than going to the negative habits of fear and worry and lack and limitation. So it's interesting because we are spiritual beings and we are one with life, but we are in this human form and many aspects of it are mechanical. And so we have to relate to it in a mechanical way sometimes, and we have to relate to ourselves in a spiritual way sometimes. And so it's always a balance between the two. Prayer, meditation, affirmation, all these kind of expressions of ourself are working on both levels of really uniting the spiritual truth that we are established in with our human understanding and experience. It's like there's always a reconciliation so that the universe that is within us, that we are created from, can more greatly come forth and meet up with this physical universe that is all around us. So I'd like to now begin the meditation. And through meditation, we shall really solidify what we have talked about so that it goes deep within the mind, subconsciously and consciously, and sets forth a new direction, perhaps a wider one, a more complete picture of this abundant place in which we all reside and in fact are already established within. So I invite you just to sit back. You can close your eyes if you choose, and if not, just be with this meditation in a way that allows you to let this all take place in mind and heart. And as we ease in to this experience, just begin by being conscious of your breathing. Breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth, easily and effortlessly, but in a way that is a full and complete breath. Look at this act of breathing as two complete and separate acts, the breathing in and the breathing out. Complete and separate. Notice how the body responds to breathing in versus breathing out. Notice how the reaction is different as the air comes in versus the air exhaling. And as we continue to breathe, allow the mind to rest, to glow easily and effortlessly, and allow the heart to gently beat. So as the mind rests and the heart expresses, feel the edge of where the mind ends. Feel the edge, see the edge of where the heart's reach ends. And it is easy to see instantly that our expression of mind and heart goes beyond our physical body. So let us listen with the totality of our being, with mind and heart and physical body. We listen beyond the intellectual mind and beyond the ears. And we just allow life to easily and effortlessly and more greatly ebb and flow. There is no forcing. There is no hurrying. We allow life to come in. So from this place of openness and receptivity, we come together in mind and heart so that we expand our understanding of who we are and who we have always been. We open ourselves up to this abundant life, this place of abundance, where we already are. So know these words for yourself as I speak them for all of us. I am a center of the universe, and I see myself as expressing from this center that this consciousness of the divine that is within me, I get to utilize it. I get to more greatly express it so that I become a means for the divine to express itself through me and as me. I become a means of abundant expression. For at the very core of my being is the unlimited expression of the universe, abundant in all ways, prospering, overflowing. I am willing to recognize myself as the beloved child of the universe, richly endowed with the fullness and the allness of divine life. I am a child of this universe, beloved in all ways. And so I open myself up to see in this way, to see my life in this way, to express my life in this way. Blessed with the personal flow of the universe, where there is a legitimate abundance for every living creature. And so I am established in this limitless substance of divine life. And more than just having abundance, I am this already. More than just having prosperity, I am prosperity itself. So I serve myself up to the universe. I allow its beauty, its grace, to flow through me, to shine upon me. I am open to see where I get to express myself in more ways. I am willing to be who I am, who I have always been. Perfect life, whole and complete, richly endowed from an opulent universe. I accept now that in all the things I want to do, when I want to do it, I am now able. So what is this feeling of abundance and prosperity? How is it that it expresses in the way that each of us individually express ourselves? So know this for yourself, feel it come through you and as you. I am the feeling of abundance. Conjure up that feeling in your heart now. Let it glow. Let it unfold. I am the feeling of abundance. I am the feeling of abundance. And so I am willing to see myself as this, to leave behind the limited, and to let the abundant flow of life come through. It is mine unconditionally and universally. It is mine just as much as it is for each of us. So I accept the creative flow as it flows through me and as me. I accept that I am an individualized expression of the creative process. That within me, there is so much to express and give, and I am willing to let it flow. I recognize that the universe is on my side, that the universe is for me. That life is always and forever biased on the side of healing, overcoming, expressing, and expanding. Life is forever biased on the side of success. I am the feeling of abundance. And so I begin to see the abundance of this world all around me. I begin to see it where perhaps I've not seen it before. I begin to let it flow, to let it come in. I begin to embrace it and to be embraced by it. I myself am good fortune. I myself am good fortune. So wherever I am, God is. And by recognizing this, my fortune expresses. For the whole of God is present at every point in space at the same time. So where is it that I now get to go? Where is it that I now get to experientially express my heightened understanding of prosperity? So I expand my vision to see what is next, to see what I now intend to have come to pass. I live in confidence and trust, and know that on the unseen side of life, as I am clear, as I am unified. So much is occurring to bring to me what is next. So what is next for me? As I speak these words for all of us, ask, what is next for me in the area of my consciousness of abundance? What is next for me in my abundant consciousness? Perhaps it means that a creative endeavor gets to come into being. Perhaps it means something that has always been held as a dream can become a reality. Perhaps it means finances established in prosperity, where none of us are debtors or owed anything. So we expand our expression of circulation. We expand our expression of the divine self that each of us embodies. So let us just know that these words, with the power of God in back of them, have done their perfect work. They have allowed our consciousness to expand and our vision to see a more complete picture of what is and what has always been. So for all of this, we are grateful. We are thankful for the opportunity to come together, to renew ourselves, and to expand our understandings that we are aligned with the abundance of life. These words are complete and done, and so we release them unto the universe so that they may do their perfect work. With gratitude and trust, it is done, and so it is. Amen. Welcome back. I want to thank you so much for joining today, for being a part of this opportunity for all of us to expand our understanding of prosperity. It is not an easy path, although it is meant to be easy. For some of us, it comes as very difficult because of the misunderstandings we are holding on to. And we continue to express. For others, it is quite easy. It's amazing how easy it is for them to express abundance. They're just not caught up in it. They don't even think about it. And that's how it all works. We all have our own pathway. So don't turn this into something where we compare ourselves to others. Just because someone seems to have a greater expression of prosperity does not mean that they are somehow closer to God, nor does it mean that they are less closer to God. For none of this has to do with money at all. It has to do with a consciousness of abundance and a consciousness of giving and receiving, a consciousness of expansion, consciousness of knowing that we are on the flow of life. So again, thank you. I will be continuing sharing from Spiritual Economics by Eric Butterworth. The next chapter is actually on visualization. I'm sure you've heard of this process. It's different from prayer or meditation, but we will learn together and expand our understanding together and create more abundance in our life together. So I want to thank you so much. Close Your Eyes webcasts every Friday from 12 to 2 p.m. Pacific time at killradio.org. This show, this episode, I should say, whatever you want to call it, will be available for download. A podcast will be made available through the killradio.org website. It'll be available around 3 p.m. today, probably sooner, but for sure by 3 p.m. You can either go to killradio.org and look at the recent uploads at the bottom of the homepage, or you can go to my MySpace page and see a link in the blog to the latest, this show or any shows. They're all uploaded. And again, the blog is at my MySpace page. You have to forgive me. My MySpace address is a little convoluted, but just bear with me. It's easy enough. You just need to go to it one time and then save it. It's myspace.com/close_your_eyes_1. So close_your_eyes_1. Underscore being the underlying symbol on the keyboard that is shared with the hyphen next to the zero. Should I just tell you how to do it? close_your_eyes_1. You'll see information about the show. You'll see in the blog all the links to all the podcasts, including this one, which I will upload shortly. And I'd like to remind you again, if you are interested, this upcoming Thursday, killradio.org is having a fundraiser. That sounds goofy. We are being supported by a group of artists under the Central Second Collective. These are The Transmissions, Death to Anders, One Trick Pony, Anchors for Architects, Die Rockers Die. They are doing a fundraiser for killradio.org. Talk about a consciousness of abundance, where they're going to play, and that all of the door, all the cover charges, all the cover goes to Kill Radio. It's this Thursday, January 18th. It's at the Echo, very well known in Echo Park. Great space to see bands. The Echo is located at 1822 West Sunset Boulevard in Echo Park. The cover is only $5, and it's 18 and over, so bring the kids, everyone. Bring the teenagers. Bring those under 21 years of age. This is their chance. They can party. And see, for $5, they can see 5 bands. And they can see all of us. We'll all be there. So, more information on that is at our website, killradio.org. Or you can go to our MySpace page, myspace.com/kill_radio. And information, there's a great flyer there that you can download. It turned out great. Really happy with it. And since we're out of music, we're out of time. So I'm going to sign off. Coming up next is a webcast of a Saturday show that I love called Lost Souls Radio. It's hosted by Vincent Barrios. He DJs. After that will be a rebroadcast of Monday's show here, which I do every Monday with John Hirschfield, Mondays from 12 to 2 p.m. Pacific time. It's a submissions-only show. So, well, I remember last Monday's show, a wild variety of music. So thank you so much. I'm going to get that ready for you, and thank you so much for listening. You've been listening to Close Your Eyes on killradio.org.